You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. The live video chat app House Party has been around about 4 years. Epic Games bought it last June, but the coronavirus lockdown has made it a hit. The app works like FaceTime or Zoom, but with some key differences. You start a chat room and people can drop in anytime as long as you're connected on the app. Also, there are quizzes and trivia. House Party says it's had 50 million new signups in the last 30 days. But like Zoom, with sudden growth comes sudden scrutiny. There's been a lawsuit over user data collection, questions about security, and worries that strangers could join rooms because they're open or unlocked by default. Seema Sistani is co-founder and CEO of House Party. She says, first of all, no stranger can ever join a room.
Rooms are unlocked, so to speak, but again, it's a mutual handshake. The only people who can come into a room are people who you've accepted as friends. So yes, if I open the app, my mom can just pop in. But because I've accepted her as a friend, that's a totally different thing than what's happening with Zoom, just to be clear. And yes, there is a feature, though, where you can turn on private mode, which makes all rooms locked by default. But that just would mean my mom couldn't come into my call with like my colleagues or my friends without me expressly giving her permission to do so, even though she is a friend on House Party with me. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think you might have to change any of those defaults? Or do you feel like the fact that you've already got this sort of existing layer? I mean, certainly my son has complained about his one friend jumping into the rooms all the time, but that's at least like basic social interaction stuff for teenagers.
Sure, we're all learning how to, the manners around video chat, if you will. But I mean, I think that we're always trying to be better. And private mode, for instance, the feature where you can have all your rooms locked by default is in the settings. But it's one of those things where we certainly feel like we can socialize that better. There are steps that we always want to take to continue to help people sort of bridge to new, more empathetic ways of being together, which we think, you know, House Party is compared to some of the other tools that are out there to connect socially.
And then what about data collection? There have been concerns about the amount of data that's collected and whether it could be de-anonymized and whether it could be sold.
No, we absolutely do not sell user data. And we're very clear about which data we do collect. It's detailed in our privacy policy. Just very typical things that you would expect to make your, House Party experience a success. I mean, 100% House Party does not sell user data, and we will also never run ads against your private information.
Seema Sistani is co-founder and CEO of House Party. In response to the privacy lawsuit filed in California, the company said in a statement that it was, quote, meritless. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.